As we begin the conversation about feedback, oftentimes a seller is going to say, as soon as their house is on, how many showings will I have before an offer is going to occur? If you're priced right in almost any economy, generally there's pent-up demand. In that pent-up demand, there are generally about 5 to 7 buyers. There's not 57 buyers generally in the marketplace. If there are 10 for sale, in about 10 under contract, oftentimes it represents a certain amount of pent-up demand. If there's a 1-to-1 ratio, there's not 100 buyers waiting for you. It's about 5 to 7 motivated sense of urgency buyers. Then if there is, let's say, 20 for sale in your price point in a mile radius or so, and let's say there's only 2 under contract, 20 for sale and only 2 under contract, that represents quite a bit of poor momentum. 10 for sale, 10 under contract, typical momentum, houses are selling about 40% or so in 3 weeks. 20 for sale, only 2 under contract, we're rarely seeing houses selling in the first 3 weeks. Everything can be measured by pent-up demand. Looking at simple report, actives versus under contracts. So how many showings can you expect in this marketplace has a lot to do with the supply and demand, the pent-up demand, the momentum in the marketplace. And if it's priced right, let's summarize with that thought. If it's priced right, one of your first 5 to 7 buyers that come through, one should make an offer. Generally, those first 5 to 7 are the hungriest, they're looking for a house, they're ready to buy, and one of those actually needs to make an offer on your property. If they all get back in the car and they drive away, every one of them, keep in mind, the agents who showed the property are straight commission. They're not on salary. They don't get paid for the fun of it to go show homes, hot weather, cold weather, inconveniences, but they're out showing property. They want the buyer to buy the next house they go into, not the 17th one from now, the next one. So they're motivated, and ideally the first 5 to 7 buyers are motivated. If they get back in the car and they drive away, they voted. So a key thing to watch for in that first 10 days or so, worst case is 21 days, the property really should have an offer on it based on typical momentum in the marketplace. Now, if there's 20 for sale, only 2 under contract, and you're not even getting foot traffic, the market is often saying, you are priced too high. The seller says, but I paid more than this asking price. The buyers get a vote, and if nobody shows up, they're saying pretty much your price is too high. But again, the seller says, I'm not going to give this away. But the buyers are just staying away. They're not even coming to look at the property. It's pretty much the buyers get a vote, and that's what they're saying. And if you're getting a little bit of traffic but no offers, sometimes it's the same thing. Buyers are voting. They're saying that I'm going to keep looking for what feels to be priced right for the features that are being offered. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the audios here. Feedback is one of the most uncomfortable things to chat with sellers about, because some realtors, there's no filter on them. Some feedback is sometimes a little bit vague. Sometimes feedback is just flat out incorrect. They're talking about the wrong house. Our goal, of course, is to get to the bottom of it and ideally have an offer in one of those first 5 to 7 showings. Thank you.